This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I've heard it all. I've seen it all. There is very little that shocks me. But I got to tell you, I haven't seen some of these texts and listening to some of the details of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard marriage. And I feel like I shouldn't be listening to this. I mean, it is some very, very heavy stuff. And very rated X stuff. And it kind of blows my mind that there's been so many trials that we've wanted public, and no, we're not going to see it, you're not going to watch it, you're not going to whatever. This one gets to be out there in the open, and all these streaming services and social media sites that block you for little simple jokes and censor you for all that, it is all over. I mean, the actual reading of some of the texts that have some very, very bad words in them, I'm on Facebook and I'm listening to all of that. So maybe Facebook all of a sudden has decided not to censor. But I'm not hearing any beeps. Well, you usually hear a beep. And so one of the things I find fascinating, and the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial is not going on today. Apparently they get to take Friday off, but we all work on Friday, but apparently the court takes Friday off, and a lot of us are disappointed because we've been very entertained. I mean, Johnny Depp has been up there on that stand, and he's been being a smart aleck, and he's been handling the cross-examination very, very well. But what I find fascinating are the side comments. When you're watching these things live, people can make comments on Facebook. So you see the comments, and you hear the comments. And there will be a very rough text of Johnny Depp, you know, speaking about his either current wife or ex-wife. And these are words that would obviously cancel anybody these days. They're very, you know, rough, very disparaging. And you just have people go, I love Johnny. I love Johnny. And I get it. I have been enamored with Johnny Depp, not from because he's good looking, but, I mean, he is a very gifted artist. He is an extremely gifted actor. But what is very, very unsettling is it looks like he's had a very troubled life, and it looks like he has a very troubled, mental physique. And even though he might on the outside look strong, it seems like he has, you know, things set him off. Now, could it be that Amber Heard set him off, or could it be that he just has this sort of attitude when he gets mad? I don't know. And that's not for me to decide. We're only seeing one side of it. But there, you know, you think these people in Hollywood have the best lives, and I don't really want to play a violin for them because they're wealthy, they have the job of a lifetime, they have fame, they probably never have to worry about ever getting another meal, they'll always have somebody who will feed them, and, you know, I mean, somebody who's risen to that stature. But when you look at the turmoil they went through, it is sad. It's frighteningly sad. You know, when, you know, hurting each other, I mean, Johnny Depp allegedly hurt himself, allegedly cut his finger. Apparently, I guess it was supposed to be Amber Heard that threw a bottle and cut his finger, but then there was a text saying, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have cut my finger. So I'm not sure, you know, what the heck is going on with that, but, you know, self, harm, you know, depression, drugs, alcohol, the fights, you know, it's tough. But when you watch it, it almost makes you laugh. So you're listening to a video, and it's a very, very scary video where you're listening to an audio where Amber Heard is begging him not to hurt himself, not to cut. He's going to cut himself. Stop it. And then you hear a knock on the door, and you hear it's Johnny Depp goes, "Don't come in. There's sperm on the pillow." And then I guess that was the housekeeper who walked away. Maybe they were in a hotel at the time. And so you're listening to this and you're cringing at what could be happening, and then you laugh. You know, he makes you laugh. And even on the witness stand, Johnny Depp is making you laugh. So this justice for Johnny has gotten huge. And the reasoning behind it is the pendulum always swings. And where for years people have been abused and assaulted and they couldn't say anything, Me Too opened up that conversation, allowed people to come out and not have repercussions. On the flip side, many people got accused when, it was, no, we were making out, I touched your butt, we were making out, and now 5 years later you're saying I assaulted you. So then how do you prove one way or the other? And so I think a lot of people are this hashtag Johnny for Just or Justice for Johnny, because they look at Johnny Depp as the victim. I mean, more people are familiar with Johnny Depp than Amber Heard. You know, I haven't really followed Amber Heard's career. I saw her in Aquaman. That was about it. So I don't know much about her. But Johnny Depp has had the opportunity to get the hearts of people from multiple generations, from 21 Jump Street to Pirates of the Caribbean to some of his other portrayals and method acting and serious roles, even though I thought Pirates of the Caribbean was a fantastic role. And so people love him. People will, he's gotten their hearts. He could probably run for office and be elected. And so I think already there's this bias in this case that, whatever anger he had was justified. You know, whatever, and we have to be very careful because everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But I guess the underlying subject matter is when Amber Heard, went and discussed her domestic abuse, and even though she didn't mention Johnny Depp, she implied Johnny Depp, or if people thought that that's who she was speaking about, he says his career was ruined. And a lot of people feel like that people have that ability to ruin their career. The problem is, we're seeing these details, and I'm almost afraid of what more we're going to hear. So we'll keep you posted on that. What we could legally say on air. 1-877, Doc Valley, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was a question I got, and it was a fantastic question. There has been this odd hepatitis outbreak among young kids, and the CDC has issued an alert. They call it a mysterious hepatitis outbreak because it's not a typical hepatitis virus. They think it could be adenovirus or something else. And so one of you had asked, was this because of the COVID-19 vaccine? We do know that the COVID-19 vaccine could induce an autoimmune hepatitis, but I have to answer no. I thought that too originally when I heard about this, that all of a sudden there was a rash of kids having issues. And if the timing they're giving us is correct, then I don't believe it's COVID vaccine related. So I believe the reason why is they say the U.S. had reported 9 cases in Alabama. All of these cases under 6 years old in Alabama. Now, Alabama was not a state that had the most robust vaccination numbers. And so you would think if it was COVID vaccine related, we would have probably seen it more in California, where more children got on board, you know, and more you know, where in fact, I think originally, although it's been now held for about a year, where the California school district was, you need to be vaccinated before we, you know, you can enroll. The other piece of information with that is these mysterious hepatitis cases happen in kids under 6 years old. All right. In terms of the Pfizer vaccine emergency youth authorization, the 12 on up, that was authorized emergency-wise May of 2021. By October is where the 5 to 12-year-old emergency authorizations came up. If some of these young children were 1 year old, they didn't get the COVID vaccine. You see? So I think some of these kids were as young as toddlers. We weren't giving, we still aren't. We are not doing, I mean, unless these were enrolled in the COVID infant study. We're not being told that, but it sounds like these cases, because they also have occurred in Denmark, Ireland, the Netherlands, Spain, according to European Center for Disease Control, these liver inflammations, I don't think we could relate it necessarily to the under age 5 COVID vaccine rollout because we don't have one yet. Does that make sense? But it's a fantastic thought. Now, could COVID itself, the COVID virus, have caused the hepatitis? Well, the problem with that is I would have expected to see those cases again throughout the United States. What happened in Alabama? That's my concern. So they have to look at, did all these kids eat a certain food? Remember there was contaminated milk at the schools in one school district? It wasn't Alabama, but, I mean, you know, so there's so many things they have to look at. And so the first cases were identified in October 2021 at a children's hospital in Alabama. This is a children's hospital that admitted 5 young patients. Now, in those cases, the children tested positive for adenovirus. Now, adenovirus is a common virus. We see adenovirus with colds, with GI symptoms, rarely fatal. But for some reason, it was irritating the liver and caused liver injury. They said lab tests found that some of these children were infected with adenovirus type 41. This does cause an infection of the digestive system, hence could be why the liver got involved, because it is part of the GI system. But the state has not found any new cases beyond the original cluster. So it could have just been a rogue virus. It could have been something else that triggered it. It could be, you know, related to one of the food recalls. But, you know, like I said, Alabama wasn't the only one. I think Scotland's public health agency raised the alarm this year on April 6th. There's been 14 cases identified in Scotland. So now it's like, well, I doubt it's a nearby, you know, restaurant. Because, I mean, Scotland, Alabama, they're far apart. So we'll keep you guys posted. Right now there's been some cases, like I said, reported in UK, Spain, the cases in Alabama. I don't particularly think it's you know, vaccine related. Now, I want to try to find, I wrote something early on in the pandemic, or no, early on during the vaccine rollout of a cardiac arrest, and how somebody needs to look at cardiac arrest and the COVID-19 vaccine. And the reason why is there were people that were just dropping. They got the COVID vaccine, and this is really rare. It wasn't everybody, but it was really, really rare. And so we would see these cases of somebody just, you know, walking out after getting their COVID vaccine and then having a heart arrhythmia or cardiac arrest. And I'm trying to bring up the cases. I wrote about this. This was like very early on in the vaccine rollout. And the cases were pretty frightening because they usually happened in older individuals. And when I brought it up, everybody was like, no, this couldn't happen. This is the COVID vaccine is safe. Stop talking about it. Well, the problem is, this was a very kind of scary time, and you know, people wanted to know that they weren't going to have an issue if they got the vaccine. Well, now we have a case report published in the Journal of American College of Emergency Physicians where somebody did have a complete heart block with ventricular standstill after a Pfizer COVID booster vaccination. So, apparently, a 57-year-old who had high blood pressure, was taking a blood pressure medication, Valsartan, had gotten their COVID-19 booster presented to the ER by ambulance because he had passed out. The patient had received his third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine the previous day. He subsequently experienced multiple syncopal events for which 911 was called. During emergency medical services transport, he had another syncopal episode. So that is a syncopal episode is basically where you pass out or you faint. And then he went into, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to read through this and kind of take out a lot of the extraneous stuff. He went into asystole, meaning his heart rate stopped on the cardiac monitor. The episode resolved spontaneously. CPR did not need to be performed because his heart went back into a rhythm. Upon arrival to the emergency department, he was awake. He didn't seem to have any symptoms. Blood pressure was a little high at about 113 over 101. Heart rate was at about 90 beats a minute, which is a little high. We want you like between 60 and 90, much, you know, but not really at 90. The respiratory rate was 26, so he was breathing a little fast. His oxygen saturation was 95%. Temperature was 36.1. I'm not very good at converting Celsius and Fahrenheit, but overall that's not horribly worrisome. And then he had an EKG, which showed that he had a block. And the block meant an AV block, atrial ventricular block, means something is disrupting the electricity going from the atria to the ventricles. He also had a left bundle branch block. And left bundle branch block could signify that there's something blocking within the left ventricle, which could be very concerning because that could put somebody at risk for heart disease and heart attack. So somebody having an abnormal rhythm such as this is definitely not a good sign. And so he was intubated. And then he again developed a complete heart block. Block CPR was started. He was given IV epinephrine. He did regain consciousness, got some other medications, and then I believe he ended up resolving and getting back to a basic rhythm. He was discharged home on hospital day 12. And cardiac monitoring showed that, he still wasn't 100%, but he was still good enough and stable. So, you know, this is another example that sometimes these shots could very rarely affect the heart. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is visiting Seattle to mark Earth Day. He's expected to deliver remarks about his administration's efforts to fight climate change and reduce the wildfire threats in the West. A hearing in Atlanta aims to determine if Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is able to run for re-election after a left-leaning group challenged her re-election bid over allegations that she helped plan the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and is now ineligible. Congresswoman Greene saying a tweet asking for people to come to Washington, D.C. to hashtag fight for Trump was calling for a peaceful protest.
Under my opinion, I want to do anything I can to protect election integrity and to protect the people of my district in Georgia, people's votes.
This is USA Radio News. A state of emergency has been declared in Coconino County, Arizona because of the tunnel fire, which Coconino National Forest officials say was 0% contained as of late Thursday evening. One woman who lives near Flagstaff, Arizona, says she is in the process of evacuating all of her farm animals, including chickens, pigs, and goats.
I have four kids, so all of the kids are really upset because we all love our animals. So it has been extremely stressful just trying to get in and get everybody out and everybody safe.
High winds on Friday have folks concerned the fire is going to continue to grow. A group of House Republicans is pressuring Twitter's board to preserve records on Elon Musk's effort to buy the social media giant. Republicans on the Judiciary Committee wrote a letter to Twitter board chairman Brett Taylor citing free speech issues and congressional efforts to examine big tech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the tunnel fire is burning 14 miles northeast of Flagstaff. It has already burned 21,000 acres as of Friday morning. Strong shifting winds are causing major concern, and I believe it only reached about 3% containment. The fire is burning across Highway 89. This was reported shortly before 4:30 p.m. This was as of, I think they have the day wrong. It was reported, they say, 4:30 p.m. Sunday. That doesn't make sense because I don't think it's been going on for 5-6 days. But about 3% contained. The cause is unknown, under investigation. They say additional resources and personnel from the Type 1 incident management team have allowed firefighting efforts to expand to the east of the tunnel fire, where firefighters will see if established fire lines will hold up to Friday's critical fire weather and strong winds. Now, this is according to the Coconino National Forest news release. Lines will be constructed Friday near Black Mountain, east of O'Leary Peak, and in the Strawberry Crater Wilderness area. On Friday morning, there was some rain. I'm right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's a little chilly, and we got some rain clouds. So hopefully that'll help. Observations from Donnie Park and the tunnel fire have indicated that a few hundredths of an inch have fallen. That's according to the tweet by the National Weather Service and Flagstaff. Just not enough wind. And we still have strong shifting winds. Fire crews are working on a spot fire between 100 and 150 acres that began about 9 p.m. in the area of the Schultz Fire Scar. A spot fire is a fire ignited outside the perimeter of the main fire because, you know, embers and sparks fly. Spot fires have been popping up in the area, but this one is the largest one seen so far. And the firefighters are having trouble because of very dry fuels in the area. They're trying to prevent the fire from going up the slope of the quote-unquote burn scar. So they're trying to protect homes and properties of Timberline Estates, Wupatki Trail subdivisions, and the Coconino Sheriff's Office reported Thursday night that around 109 properties were impacted by the fire, including 30 residences that were burned, 24 properties with outbuildings were destroyed. On Thursday, Governor Doug Ducey declared a state of emergency to assist communities impacted by the fire. More than 750 households have been evacuated, and the declaration of emergency is going to make $200,000 from the general fund available. So we have about 371 fire personnel working on it, but this is not a good scenario. It is very, very windy. Last night, the winds in the southern, the southwest United States was pretty bad. And we are, you know, definitely worried because we, you know, have just very dry, I mean, conditions. It is just drier and drier. I mean, you see the southwest drying up. I know people say, well, climate change. But you know, yeah, you know, our climate has always changed. That's not an issue. And the southwest has been drying up for centuries. That's why whenever you fly over the Grand Canyon, there is a Grand Canyon. There used to be water there. There's no water there. That didn't happen since the advent of cars. That has been going on for a while. But, yeah, I mean, are we accelerating things? You know, we could be. I think we are polluting. It's Earth Day today. I love Earth. And I would love to, you know, be able to, you know, protect this and make sure this exists for you know, billions of years to come. But I think a lot of the choices politicians are making is not being very, I think, you know, practical. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So more Democratic officials and governors are speaking out against, you know, what's happening with Title 42. I think we're now up to, what, 28? And so it's obviously more than half, and definitely more than the number of governors that we have that you know, are Republican. And so Governor Doug Ducey in Arizona has put this coalition together as the Title 42 expires, I believe, May 23rd. Title 42 was a CDC public health directive saying, look, while we're fighting the pandemic, you know, we need to limit people from other countries coming in that could be spreading disease. So there's been a lot of back and forth on, well, you don't want the mask mandates, but you want Title 42, or you want COVID funding, but you want to end Title 42. So obviously Republicans and Democrats are going back and forth, but it's because they're fighting over an issue that really shouldn't be the focus. The focus is we have a lot of holes within our border policy, and people are getting through, criminals are getting through, innocent people are dying, and it's a mess. So the crux of this conversation is all about Title 42, which was a health directive from CDC. And again, I don't know if CDC's role should keep, you know, continually be put into this, you know, political focus of making these policies and making laws. But border officials have been relying on Title 42 because there's not a lot else to rely on. There's no wall. There's not a lot of support from the Biden administration. There are thousands upon thousands of people, caravans of people coming. We have refugees coming because of what's going on with the Ukraine-Russia war, which we'll update you guys in a few minutes on. And so the border agents are overwhelmed. They're exhausted. We're hearing of suicides. It's not a good scene. Meanwhile, there have been some Democratic senators who have also joined in. Maybe it's because they're worried about the re-election. Maybe it's because they really feel like there's an issue. But right now, the border crisis, which it took a long time for the Biden administration to acknowledge, and even a longer time for Kamala Harris to address the roots as she... And I don't really blame her, because I think they gave this to her so she could start building a resume, and she wasn't prepared, she wasn't qualified, and, you know, this always happens when you know, somebody is kind of forced to do something that's not in their wheelhouse. And they really should have used somebody who has been on the border, somebody who has been, you know, managing this challenge for years to help steer policy. But the problem is America is the land of milk and honey compared to many other countries, and people want to come here. Well, I understand that. I don't blame them for wanting my family. They were escaping the Holocaust, and then, you know, they fled to Palestine because America did not have open borders at the time, and then Palestine became Israel, and then when America in the 60s opened up visas to Germans who were, who had to flee Holocaust, Nazi Germany, and my grandmother, who was German, and who had fled the Holocaust, was able to come and then bring my dad after, and then my dad met my mom, and then I was born. So I'm very grateful for America having an immigration policy. The problem is we can only do so much. We cannot hold the world. It's like you're a boat, and you want to save as many people as possible from another sinking ship. You want to take everybody you can, but you realize that if you take one more person, your boat will sink. It's not an easy decision. The media makes it seem like so easy. Just close the borders. That's not an easy issue. Open the borders. That's not easy too. And if we aren't healthy, I mean, if we're struggling with homelessness, if we're struggling with our hospital infrastructure not being strong enough, if we're struggling with half the country not paying taxes, so we don't have enough tax dollars for everything being promised, then, yeah, we're going to be in a position, not in a position of strength, to help others. I mean, look how many millions upon billions of dollars we need to send to Ukraine. And that's just Ukraine. Imagine what happens if China invades Taiwan. Imagine what happens if there's more Middle East conflict. All right? America is being looked to as the country to help bail other countries out. The problem is we can only do so much. And we are going to have to streamline things. We're also going to have a message of, look, it's not open borders. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it's hard to believe in the year 2022. We're almost seeing World War II aerial war tactics, and we are seeing it. And sadly, Ukraine is saying Russia will not allow evacuations from the Mariupol steel plant, trying to force surrender. And we have heard reports of evacuees, people trying to flee Ukraine, being killed. Either being shot, being taken to a camp. We're being told in Siberia.
or camps in Siberia, in Russia, or as we saw with the train station getting bombed, getting missiled. So a Ukrainian official today said that Russia is refusing to allow evacuations from one of the last strongholds in Mariupol. It's a steel plant that has multiple tunnels. It was kind of designed to be a facility that people could go to during nuclear attack. And without us being able to get people out, or the UN, which is the UN's job, they're sitting ducks. According to Fox News, Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk said the Russians refuse to open a corridor for civilians, cynically pretending that they do not understand the difference between a corridor for the military to surrender and a humanitarian corridor to evacuate the civilians. But they do understand it all. It's just they're trying to lay extra pressure on our military. Vereshchuk has been attempting to facilitate the evacuation of civilians from the partially besieged port city for weeks, but her attempts have been repeatedly foiled by Russian troops. After several consecutive days of negotiating with Russian forces to open humanitarian corridors, the Deputy Prime Minister said no evacuations will be happening today. She's urged Mariupol residents to be patient and please hold on, but they're going to run out of food, they're going to run out of water. Already, Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed victory over the war-torn city. Thousands of resistance forces are still there. 100,000 residents are still believed to be there. Over 1,000 civilians and soldiers are in the tunnels of the steel plant. But Putin said he is not going to bomb those. Or I think Putin maybe wants the facility too. But rather than bomb and try to lose men or troops going through the tunnels and trying to find everybody, he just advised the troops to block off the tunnels to bar access to resupplies, claiming those who voluntarily lay down their arms will be, quote, guaranteed life and dignified treatment. So the Deputy Prime Minister said the Russians are afraid to storm Azovstal, but at the same time they are knowingly and cynically blocking the release of civilians. They're trying to put additional pressure on the military. And we're being told that Ukrainian soldiers have reportedly refused to surrender. And so it's a sad case. It's a huge humanitarian crisis. And, you know, the world watches. We provide aid and we provide supplies, but these civilians need to get out. And as we spoke about the other day, you know, I've been asked, you know, why didn't they get out? Why didn't they get out? Or, you know, when they could. Well, you know, if you remember when the fighting started, all right, it was all hands on deck. Molotov cocktails. Grab a weapon. We'll train you. We are going to fight for our homeland. Get anybody out that needs to get out, but for those that want to fight, in terms of women, men, mandatory, under age 65, 18 to 65 at the state. So these are people defending their homeland. I admire that. And I can't stand it when I hear people go, why did they get out? Why did they get out? Yeah, and remember, and again, I'm very grateful to Poland. Poland has been outstanding in all of this. But during World War II, my family fled to Poland. My family in Poland didn't work out for them. So when you see a beast such as Putin, and you see the similarities to what happened with Hitler, fleeing to another country where you could still be a sitting duck, you know, or staying and fighting and repelling, you know, the enemy, I understand why people chose the latter. The problem is they can't get out if they wanted to. And it's, I mean, you know, maybe it could have been handled differently. I mean, I've been very impressed with Zelensky and how, you know, he has managed all of this, you know, in the meantime, while trying to beg other countries to help him. But, you know, that was a tough call to urge civilians to stay and fight versus flee when you can. And this war has been a surprise to all of us. One is, who thought that we would see a Hitler playbook in 2022? Who also would have thunk that Ukraine could fight back and hold on to their capital and push back on the Russians by day 53 of the war? Well, it was because of Ukrainians' resolve. The problem is there's going to be a lot more casualties. as people didn't leave, but they stayed to fight. And so I don't know what the answer is. You know, I know a lot of people are going, gosh, they should have left, they should have left. Somebody goes into my country, I want to fight. So it's rough. According to CNN, Biden administration is not engaged in active prep to reopen the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. I would not reopen the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. I have no idea what Putin's going to do. I think I'd say stay in other countries. I know you want to show your support and show that Ukraine is still whole, but it's just too dangerous right now, and they're still bombing Kyiv. Amsterdam Trade Bank, subsidiary of Russian Alpha Bank, has been hit by U.S. sanctions. They have now declared bankruptcy. So Amsterdam Trade Bank is a subsidiary of Russia's Alpha Bank, now has declared bankruptcy. So the Treasury had announced on April 6th that it would be imposing full blocking sanctions on Alpha Bank, which is Russia's largest private bank. As part of those sanctions, six subsidiaries, including the Amsterdam Trade Bank, were now being blocked because of their association with Alpha Bank. So this is eligible account holders are covered by the Dutch deposit guarantee scheme up to maximum of 10,000 euros per person. It has 23,000 private account holders. UN secretary is going to meet with Putin on April 26th in Moscow. That's interesting. I think the UN should have been involved by the early day one, should have helped get people out of there, but at least they're doing something. What they're going to accomplish meeting with Putin, not sure. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be, quote, received by President Vladimir Putin next Tuesday. They're going to have a working meeting and lunch with the foreign minister of Russia. On Wednesday, a UN spokesperson said Guterres was requesting separate audiences with Putin in Moscow and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine to discuss the urgent need to bring about peace. I just hope those people can last until Tuesday. The UN should be getting those people out now. Civilians remain trapped in cities like Mariupol and Luhansk. No new evacuation corridors established. Mariupol's mayor said that one clear day of ceasefire is all they need to get them out. But not happening. Russia has revealed, according to CNN, the goal of its invasion is to take full control over southern Ukraine as well as the eastern Donbas region, establishing a land corridor connecting Russia to Crimea. That's the peninsula they annexed in 2014. The problem is are they going to stop there? Is that all they want? If that's all they want, why are they so worried about Finland's and Sweden's consideration of going to NATO? And why are they threatening them? Sadly, there's been mass graves, no evacuation corridors. You know, it's just been a mess. So they got to get those people out. I don't know if they're going to live past the weekend. And it's a scary, scary time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's Earth Day. I love this Earth. Just, man, some of the people on it, no. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When
your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.